Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
And welcome again to another edition of The Connection. I'm Anne Baldwin, President and CEO of Baldwin Media, and I am joined by another President and CEO of The Connection.
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, welcome. Good morning to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in so early in the morning. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback, Lisa, from people who say, you know what, my radio is always on WTIC, and I listen, and I learn, and it's just kind of one of those little companions that hopefully we can give people some good, useful information that they can hang on to. You might not need it now, but, you know, keep it under that calendar, and keep that information, because you never know when you would need it, right?
Exactly. And we really are trying here to educate and get information out to our listeners about things happening in the world and how to connect people with services that they need or a loved one may need. And that's part of the reason why we do this show, is to spread information and kindness, right?
Kindness and, you know,
support.
New techniques. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the connection and the fact that you're now offering a new technique that can overcome the effects of trauma, addiction, anxiety. I mean, who doesn't want that? And I have to tell you that I had the experience of experiencing this, and it's called Accelerated Resolution Therapy, or ART. And we're so excited to have with us today Lainey Rosenzweig, who is a Connecticut native and one of the founders of this therapy. Lainey, we can't tell you what it means to have you here on this program. We'll talk a little bit later about how I experienced ART therapy. And why don't you, you know, assume that we know nothing. Share with our listeners about what ART therapy is all about.
Okay, well, there's some therapies out there that use eye movements. A lot of people don't know about. And the eye movements are connected to a calming response in the body, but can also make connections, new connections. And we use this therapy not only with trauma, but with generalized anxiety. There's almost nothing we can't do if somebody's motivated. They can move their eyes and hold on to a thought. That's the only criteria I use to see if somebody can use this therapy. And when, for example, you have a trauma, your brain skips over the rational side and just goes right to storing the information in a way that is really supposed to help you, but can lead to a lot of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns on the alarm bells, and those alarm bells need to be shut down in order to get rid of the hypervigilance. The problem is that talk therapy doesn't always reach those alarm bells. So using the eye movements, we come in to what we call the limbic system, which is your emotional part of your brain. And we're able to very quickly, very often, shut down those alarm bells and give people a new start.
You know, it's interesting because I went to Lainey's house in West Hartford, and she conducted the therapy on me to erase a bad vision, right? And we were like maybe halfway into the therapy, and I got these pains in my brain. I think it was just like, it was like something was coming out, or I mean, I can't even explain it. Like I've done Diksha before, you know, where they do the hands on the head and the healing, and it really works. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And speaking of it working, we've got Michelle on the phone with us, and Michelle is, and we'll talk a little bit, Lainey, about Michelle's experience and how you helped her, and then we'll talk about how it applies to other things other than, you know, this might seem like a superficial thing, but it really isn't. Like, everybody's stuff is their stuff, and it's
right.
Serious.
It is serious.
So let's talk a little bit about, so Michelle, you had a fear of birds.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so why don't you, Lainey, talk about how you and Michelle worked together, and I'll let you guys have the conversation about how you addressed with ART therapy her issues.
Okay, do you want me to go first? Michelle?
Sure.
Okay, so Michelle, actually, we were doing a training, and she was my live demonstration, and had been afraid of birds, which we took back to the origin when she saw Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Oh. And the alarm bells were turned on so that she was very afraid of birds. But she had a parrot that she was trying to get over this fear, but couldn't go near, couldn't touch. So we went through the scene. So we put a problem into a scene, and we applied the eye movements while we did that. We call that imaginal exposure. So any good trauma treatment needs to expose you to the trauma to get at the sensations and
that can be painful, I would imagine.
The first time through the scene can stir up all kinds of emotions and sensations, but we quickly move them using these sets of eye movements so that by the second time you visualize your scene, you're already desensitized.
All right, so let's pick it up now with you, Michelle. So talk about, were you open to this art therapy? Did you think it would work? I mean, what were your thoughts?
Yes. So I was being trained as a therapist, right, to perform this therapy. And I have to say that as a subject, I had low expectations that it would actually help me. And I think it was a matter of, I'd sort of come to the realization that this is sort of who I am. I'll always be afraid of birds flying loose. So like if I would be in a room and for some reason like a bird got in the window, the panic that I would feel is indescribable. I would hide under a table. I would cover my body with a blanket. I would scream. It was frankly ridiculous. But that doesn't happen too often, and it wasn't like it was ruining my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, let me just try this. But I was cynical about it, I have to say. So.
And I witnessed an experience that Michelle had. Someone at the office had brought in their bird to work one day, and this
That's
was
right.
many, many years ago. And you know, Michelle had expressed the fact that she was afraid, and she came in contact with the bird, and it was really, I felt so bad for you, Michelle, because you really had such a visceral response. And, you know, I can understand that I have a fear of snakes, so I would be really upset if someone, you know, came up to me, even when I said, you know, don't do that. So I felt really bad for Michelle, and I saw that response, and she's right. I mean, she was really frightened.
Yeah, visceral, I think,
yeah,
is a really good way to describe it. It's like out of my control.
And so
I have to say that the scene that was stuck in my mind was the schoolyard scene from the movie where Suzanne Pleshette is leading the children out of the school, and the sky starts to darken, and you see this huge flock of whatever they were, crows or ravens.
Right.
Swarm down on the children, and they're getting stuck in their hair, and they're poking at their faces.
Yeah.
And that scene ends with a freeze frame of Suzanne Pleshette's face, a close-up, and a bird is literally poking at her.
Her eyes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of stuck in my mind.
Do you remember how old you were, Michelle?
Well, that will age me, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right,
it was around 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so my fear was birds will get stuck in my hair and, or, you know, poke me in the eye. So I would walk into the Home Depot and sometimes there's like,
birds in the rafters.
I would have to leave. I would literally have to walk out and they're like 30 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a stupid thing, but, you know, I thought I will never get rid of this. I'm just going to have to live with it.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your story, and I'm glad that, you know, you were able to use art therapy. And to, you know, to some people, though, you know, it might sound ridiculous, right? It might sound like, what? You have a fear of birds? You have a fear of this? You know, and it's not a cookie-cutter approach, right? And that's where art therapy is so unique, and we're going to talk about the trauma and the applications for that and how Lainey's using this in the military to, you know, to help folks down the road and applying this to the connection as well.
I just want to get back to Michelle for one quick second prior to moving on. So, Michelle, can you tell our listeners now, what is it like for you to experience birds?
Sure, sure. And let me just quickly add that while Lainey showed me a YouTube video of that scene.
What?
As part of this therapy, she actually found on her phone the actual scene. And so she had me watch that scene, and I, you know, felt those sort of panic sensations. And then she said, now imagine that scene in your mind. And I have to tell you, as she went through those hand movements, the image in my mind literally melted away, almost like a reverse Polaroid camera image. You know how you, mm-hmm. you know, you take a Polaroid picture and it sort of develops before your eyes?
No, now the you're now you're aging yourself.
Good point. But those of you who remember, actually they're back in
they're
stock.
Back again. I want one.
Really?
No, they are. And so the image started to melt away. And it was just very interesting. And so now, you know, I'm not thrilled if I'm in a room with a loose bird, but I no longer panic. And so my daughters took me to lunch to a restaurant in Westport, I think. It's called Trellis or something. And you're kind of eating in a greenhouse. And we walked in, and my daughters looked at each other, and they're like, oh, my God, there's loose birds flying around. Now, I would have walked out before, you know, going through Lainey's therapy. I just would have said, we're finding someplace else to eat. So I wasn't thrilled that there were birds hopping on the floor and flying around, but I actually sat and enjoyed lunch.
It wasn't debilitating.
No, right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so you're sort of left with a feeling of, oh, you know, maybe I wasn't that afraid of birds after all. It's a very weird feeling, you know. It's not like, oh, my God, now I'm going to touch birds all over the place.
Although, but, Michelle, your bird bit you that night.
Yes.
And it didn't bother you. Do you remember?
Yes, that's a funny story. And so I went home that night, and I said to my husband, I'm going to touch this bird. And he's like, yeah, right. And so I said, no, watch. You know, I had this therapy, and I'm actually looking forward to this. So I put my hand in the cage. The bird bit me and flew out. Now, under any other circumstances, right, screaming and everything, and I just cracked up. And my husband said, oh, my God, this actually worked.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a powerful thing, and I don't totally understand it. But
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, it works.
Exactly, and who cares how, because it worked.
Right.
And we use humor to break up trauma. So do you remember... Sometimes people do, and sometimes they don't. Do you remember what, for your director scene, when you changed the images, what I asked you to do?
Yes. And so, you know, Lainey's sort of very creative take on EMDR, which is the traditional rapid eye movement, she actually has this creative approach where she said to me, imagine that you are a child, and you are on the movie set of the birds. And so I imagine that I meet the director, Alfred Hitchcock, and he says, look, Michelle, the birds are actually trained birds. And he snaps his finger, and all the birds line up on the fence. And then he says, now you do it. And so what that did was sort of put me in control, right? The birds are not out of control. I am. And it's just very interesting. You know, I'm glad that I went through that experience, not just to get over my fear of birds, but it you know, really gave me kind of this powerful sense of sometimes you have to have faith in these approaches, not fully understanding how they work. Science doesn't fully understand how it works, but it works.
But it works.
And people, yes, and people are in pain and need help. Mm-hmm. So I would, you know, encourage people to explore this option.
Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your story, and we're going to continue our conversation with Lainey, and you know, continued success. And when those birds chirp, you'll probably have a little smile on your face, right?
I absolutely will.
All right, thank you so much. You know, it's interesting, Lainey, but you know, so that sounds like maybe to most people out there listening to this program, it's a bird. But we're talking about this art therapy with a lot more serious stuff, trauma. You know,
PTSD.
Yes.
we're talking about, you know, with PTSD. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of things in their lives that are debilitating. And it sounds like, I know people that can't drive over a bridge. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things. So talk about how you're applying this and how you're working together with the connection to, you know, further this program and this science. You know, we just heard from Michelle. She said, I don't know how it works, but it works. And that's all we want to hear. It works.
Yeah, one of the things we use is called Gestalt, so we can go back and make changes with what I call the earlier selves. And we get involved with Gestalt. We use metaphors quite a bit. Because when you dream at night in REM, rapid eye movement sleep, we are moving our eyes. And I think we're triggering some of the same wonderful things that can happen in REM, but we're doing maybe a lucid dream that is not hypnosis. I want to say that. The brainwaves are more like REM brainwaves. So people are not feeling any different as they're going through it. But there's a lot to it. The researchers are finding out there's something called a reconsolidation window. That's the opportunity to switch out images in the brain. So when we think of a memory, it's not fixed like a book on a shelf that you pull out. We are recreating the memory every time we think about it. So it's not that far a stretch to say, let's interfere with that and change it and make it a positive image. And we know how to erase images using my therapy. And I think it's the first therapy ever to focus on erasing images as the cause of the symptoms in the way that we do. We go after those images.
You know, I wish I would have heard that before, because when I came to the session, you know, and I haven't had, not that I'm aware of, a lot of trauma in my life, but now that you say that, and I dated this guy for 14 years, and he was my high school first love, and I still dream about him. How many years ago? I'm like, that's what I should have done. I wanted you to erase that image of, I got to quit dreaming about my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
You know, it's really weird, right? How our, you know, subconscious kind of takes over, but you could feel it. You know, it's just eye movement, but you could feel it.
Shift.
But not just anybody can do this. Talk about the training, talk about the specialty, talk about how the connection is really furthering this and taking this,
yes.
Because you are the originator. You're like the grand poobah of this thing. Like, this is a big deal. We got you here, Lainey.
Yes.
I'm not going to try to say your last name again, but we got you here. So how can people find out more about this, and who do you suggest it for?
Anybody who wants to feel better about anything, that can move their eyes comfortably from left to right, can hold on to a thought, and are motivated to feel better, is just simply, you know, the criteria. My website's acceleratedresolutiontherapy.com. I did a TEDx talk because there was someone who had a family member that was cutting their wrist, and apparently, because it was years later, she had not cut her wrist after that 1 hour session, and she was done and on the honor roll. So he invited me to speak, doing a TEDx talk, and that's on the website, so people can see that with a little bit of video of erasing an image. But the problem is the images, and thank goodness the connection is appreciating this therapy and training their clinicians in how to do this. And it's amazing, you know, we've trained at Fort Walter Reed, Fort Drum, Fort Belvoir, also Fort Hood a couple times. Fort Belvoir liked it because it was better for the therapist for compassion fatigue. In other words, the therapists are not taking on the problems anymore. And they did a poll. I think the poll showed 85% of those using it liked it the best of any therapy, and 100% liked it the best for compassion fatigue, because we don't have to hear the details. This is a procedure. It's not like talk therapy. It's a procedure. So if you go to the dentist, you get the decay out and you put in a good filling. With art, you get the negative images out and you put in good images, and it works the same way, and it's very, very quick, which surprises a lot of people.
It surprised me.
Rapid.
So, and Lisa, you know, at the connection, that's a lot of what you deal with, you know, because certain trauma, whether it be rape, whether it be murder, whether it be homelessness. I mean, that's all
suicide.
Considered suicide. You know, so people are impacted
grief,
by that.
Yes.
I mean,
trauma,
so you
all kinds of trauma.
Yeah, you think about that. And, you know, you were just talking, you know, when Lainey was here before the show started about, you know, how maybe your mother who just lost a loved one, who just lost her life partner, might need something like this. Because, you know, you just got to kind of figure out.
But I think we all walk around with those images. And I know for myself, I visit all these images in my past, you know, back and forth. And sometimes you feel like you're right back at that moment. You know, it could have been many, many years ago. And painful things like that, you know, stay with you. And I also think that another reason why art is so key is because all of the folks out there, not only the staff of the connection, are constantly hearing trauma, constantly hearing on a daily basis these very tragic stories. Just when you thought you've heard the last tragic story, there's another one. And I think that that's important because I think that it'll not only benefit our clients, but it'll be extremely helpful for the staff to allow them to do their job, which is very difficult.
And to your point, it's not like a therapeutic counselor, right? Where you're listening to people's problems.
Yeah.
So you take that in. So from a healthcare perspective, this seems to me, and again, I'm just saying this, to be a healthier option to treat people with trauma.
Yes, it's a protocol. Every time we do something with a client, we have another come back on what they need to do. So it has a very specific script to it that people learn. And interestingly enough, we use metaphors, but think about it. When you dream in metaphors.
Mm.
And that's your body's way of trying to help you with the problem. So we use metaphors in that way. And if you've had a nightmare or you were talking about a dream about an ex, all we have to do is use that as your scene and you will never dream about that again.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah,
it's been so long ago. It's like sometimes when you dream, you're like, where did this come from? Where do these people come from? You know, it's unbelievable. Let's talk about, though, Lainey, too, the importance of training. So not just anybody can do this.
No. We like to have people be licensed clinicians in the mental health field. It's a 3-day training for the basic. There is an advanced and enhanced if people want to go on, but the 3 days will get them up and running to use the therapy. And
so how can people contact you if they want to? So they already have to have like the counseling background. Not just anybody can do this, correct?
No. We are,
because I would assume that, you know, you could probably misuse this.
Yes.
Like anything else, like hypnosis or like anything like that.
Some of the other eye movement therapies that are not as regimented, that free associate, may keep people stuck. And you don't want to be stuck in a nightmare. So I created this because I'm very directive and I wanted to move people through it within the hour. So when we train, everybody gets to do a problem and they resolve their problem. And we even use it to help them at work to get rid of stress, and it works really well for that. We are coming out with a training we could do for parents that's just on sensations and how to move them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be rolling that out. But to learn the entire protocol, you need to be a licensed mental health clinician.
Right. And you also talked about, Lainey, because I was going to come to you for smoking sensation. We also talked about, Lainey, that I was going to come to you to like stop smoking.
Right.
But sometimes if there are deeper issues or addiction issues, you said it takes longer.
I don't think it's a matter of it being deeper, but it's a difference between a past trauma and an ongoing issue, because there's cravings that we can process out and so forth. When you resolve something, your endorphins go off, and so you get 3 days of thinking like, I've licked this. So I like to see people twice the first week and twice the second week just to get them through the cravings. I have done smoking cessation where I did it for an hour and the person never smoked again. But then again, you want to just make sure, so it may take a bit longer for ongoing problems.
Right, because it's habitual. It's like
habitual.
Routine. It's those kinds of things.
Yes.
All right. So Lisa, talk a little bit about how you're applying art therapy at the Connection. So, you know, Lainey talked about the training and how people have to go through this, and they're already licensed therapists, but how are you utilizing that for your clients at the Connection?
Well, this amazing form of therapy now, thank you to Lainey. We've contracted with her for consultation, and we have now 12 trained clinicians on site at the agency, which is amazing. And we just recently received a United Way grant, which is going to help with doing an evaluation component of the art therapy. So
you got to have proven results, right? If you're going to get funding, if you're going to get, you know, you want to know that it works. Yes. And, you know, I think about, you know, again, I'll editorialize, people that go to their therapist every week. This can solve a problem or solve an issue. I was there with you, Lainey, for an hour. And I haven't had that vision of, my whole thing was, she's like, what is your bad vision? And I remember as the oldest of four kids, my mom got us all dressed up to have our family portrait taken at Olin Mills. Remember Olin Mills?
Yes.
And we all had matching dresses. Not my brother, though. He didn't wear a dress. But and my dad didn't show up. And so we were all sitting there dressed up. And I remember my mom crying and my dad coming home drunk. And I'm like, that sucked. So that's what we dealt with. And now if I go back to see that vision, because we painted over that, that vision isn't there. I look at the, we still got our pictures taken. It just didn't happen that day. So it's all good now.
Mm-hmm.
So
amazing.
It is amazing. So but
we are SAMHSA evidence-based, which means the government has approved us for trauma, depression. And I do want to say we've had studies at the University of South Florida by Dr. Kevin Kipp, and the Chris T. Sullivan Foundation is funding $1 million study in Cincinnati, head-to-head, pitting us against cognitive processing therapy.
Wow.
Chris is one of the founders of Outback Steakhouse, Fishbones, and Carrabba's, and he believes in the therapy so much that he's been funding a lot of the effort.
Because he experienced it, right?
Because
a family member?
He experienced people who were suicidal in 1 hour, turning that around.
See, and that's where this, like, we could have a whole nother hour on this show. I mean, there's so many applications, whether it's suicide or depression or divorce or death or, you know, so the bottom line is do your homework. You've got proven results.
Yes.
Lainey, to have you here in the studio is fantastic. And again, you talked about, Lisa, that you've got licensed therapists that have trained with Lainey, direct contact.
Which is amazing.
It's huge.
It's an amazing opportunity, and we're really happy to be on the cutting edge of this amazing form of therapy for the
staff. So for more information, you can go to The Connection Inc., theconnectioninc.org. Well, thank you, Lainey.
Thank you
for taking time to work with me, and I have a feeling I got more work to do. So
sure.
We'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. And thank you, Lisa. I know you got a little bit of a headache, but you were a trooper today.
Well, thank you.
And we'll work on that.
We're going to work on that.
Okay. How cool is that?
We're working on migraine.
See, it's all about the services.
It is.
But we really want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Another path.